BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Okay, I start.
This is Maria Efrosinina.
My country, my audience, knows me like Masha.
She's a television star. Born in Crimea, she moved to Kyiv in 1996.
Now I'm 42 years old. I've been on television for approximately 25 years.
In Ukraine, she's a pretty big deal. She's hosted the Eurovision Song Contest and has a huge online following. Just hours before the war started, she was promoting skincare products on her Instagram account. But now, everything has changed.
I can't imagine that now I can show something and said, now it's war, but I use this cream and I look so young and beautiful. Can you imagine this? No.
A native Russian speaker, she's using her huge online reach to counter Russian propaganda and bring updates about what's happening to her millions of followers.
My weapon is my language. My weapon is my voice, that I can talk.
And it's a weapon that the Ukrainian authorities have realized the power of. According to Masha, she's part of a network of over 200 social media celebrities recruited by the government to get its message out and organized on a channel on the messaging app Telegram.
And from the morning to the evening, we get statistics, we get pictures, we get videos that we can spread on our social media.
I'm Mariana Spring, and I'm the BBC's specialist disinformation reporter. When the war began in late February, my inbox and social media accounts were flooded with messages from people in Ukraine, Russia, and Britain. And as images of the Russian army on the move were beamed around the world, I was hearing about a very different battle, one that's also having real consequences for the people caught up in it. There's an old saying that the first casualty when war comes is truth. And as the war in Ukraine deepens, it's clear that Russia's armed assault is accompanied by an onslaught of disinformation, waged by trolls, state media, and influencers, both online and beyond. So I began contacting the people who'd been in touch and those posting about this on their social media accounts. Their stories, like Masha's, are the subject of this series, as well as new stories that we'll be finding as events progress. We'll be hearing about the extraordinary information battle being waged over Ukraine and the ordinary people being sucked into it. I'm Mariana Spring, and for Radio 4, this is War on Truth. Masha found fame on TV, and since the advent of social media, she's developed a huge following online.
I have a huge women audience. I traveled a lot through Ukraine to make my motivation speeches. I have my YouTube channel. I'm the interviewer, and my best journalistic work was to interview the most popular people of Ukraine.
You know, you have a huge following on social media. I think it's 2 million followers, maybe more than that, on Instagram. And what kinds of things would you post?
It was fashion. I had a lot of real life because my audience are women, as I've said, and they like to follow me and my lifestyle with children. They loved my husband. He's so sexy.
Even as the threat of war grew, she was trying to lead as normal a life as possible.
On the 23rd of February, before the first day of bombing our country, I was shooting my TV show.
That evening, she returned to her apartment and to her husband Timo and their two children. But in the early hours of the morning,
at 5 o'clock, me, my husband, like everybody in Kyiv, woke up because of very noisy sound, like everywhere. It was everywhere. And Timur said, "Masha, it started." The most awful thing was that was to wake up children with the words, the war has begun. Sorry, I thought I don't have tears right now, but I have them.
You're going to make me cry. I'm so sorry.
This is awful, Mariana. This is awful. I don't know how to explain for the whole world the huge destructive power of propaganda. A lot of people think and they even can say that Ukrainians bombed themselves. Did you hear such nonsense, such shit?
The Kremlin has accused Ukraine of oppressing the Russian language, but that's not something Masha has experienced.
Their propaganda says that they come to free Russian-speaking people from Nazis. So tell me, I'm the Russian-speaking woman. I'm Ukrainian. Russian is my native language. Never in my life, never for 25 years, I had any problem with my language. No problem.
With millions of Ukrainians displaced from their homes, they've relied on smartphones and social media to find out what's going on. And Masha's not only trying to reach them, but her followers who live in Russia.
From the very beginning, I started to use my language.
Меня зовут Маша Ефросинина, и мы там пришли не к моим подписчикам.
I started to use my Russian language, native one, just to try to be heard by all the Russians.
Вам рассказывают, что убивать мирных украинцев...
Go to the streets. Struggle. You're going to poverty. You're going to slavery. Just stop it. Stop it. Stop it. They were very emotional, very good watched. My statistics shows that it was about 20 million viewers.
Her feed is now selfie videos of her speaking about war.
For now, I continue posting videos that can be heard and seen by European government, by American government, just for them to see what the hell is going on for 20 days in Ukraine.
And she's not alone. Her latest post began as a spontaneous reaction to her country coming under attack. But, according to Masha, the Ukrainian government has quickly realized how influencers are a crucial way of getting their message out.
Oh, Mariana, I'm on a close and straight connection with all the ministries. All the ministries that are responsible now for war and for whole information. I just post only official information because I am the public person.
What Masha tells me is significant, and it shines fresh light on how Ukraine is fighting the information war. She says there's a Telegram channel organized by the government and that it includes over 200 influencers. It's something that started soon after the war began.
First days, when I did my video messages, I think everybody saw how many viewers they have. And the first call was from the Ministry of Defense in 3 days, I think. 3 or 5 days, they founded the project.
This channel provides a steady stream of patriotic content that influencers can choose to share.
And from the morning to the evening, we get statistics, we get pictures, we get videos that we can spread on our social media.
Masha says the influencers aren't being paid to post this content. So, what does it include? There's one where a booming voice explains in Russian.
Русские солдаты. Все, кто хотят жить со своими семьями, детьми.
Russian soldiers. Everyone wants their family to live. We're offering money to help you, it explains, if you surrender your weapons. The video is talking about an initiative by the Ukrainian government, launched in a bid to weaken Russian forces and strengthen their own. Masha posted about this video on her account, in a bid to reach her Russian followers, maybe mums, sisters, relatives of those soldiers who are currently fighting.
If they surrendered with their arms or tanks, they could get some money. And I posted this. I posted this just to tell their moms, tell Russian moms, post to Russian Telegram channels, just spread this information. We have such a proposal. This is what I'm doing.
In some ways, you're like a secret weapon.
I don't know. I want it to be effective, this weapon. I want the war to be over. I'm doing everything I can, you know. Of course, everybody thinks he does not enough.
But what you can, what you feel strength for, everybody is doing.
None of the videos we've seen Masha promote from this channel appear to push disinformation, verifiably false stuff. Instead, they seem to call for political action, or to boost morale and reaffirm Ukrainian national identity. You might say they're more like propaganda. I reached out to the Ukrainian embassy to ask them more about this. They're yet to respond. Ukraine would by no means be the only country tapping into the power that its social media influencers hold. The White House has invited TikTok stars for a briefing about messages to post around the war in Ukraine. And there have been allegations that Russian influencers have been paid to promote disinformation pushed out from the Kremlin. A Ukrainian influencer put together this montage that shows how several Russian social media stars were posting videos with near identical wording. They were all repeating the Kremlin's narrative that Ukraine has perpetrated a genocide against Russian speakers in the Donbass region over the last 8 years. I got in touch with all of the TikTok influencers in that video, but none of them got back to me. I also contacted the Russian embassy to ask whether they're paying social media stars to push disinformation, but they are yet to respond. And there's a critical question to be asked here. How is what Masha's doing, pushing out these messages from Telegram, any different?
The real difference between us is that I'm sitting in bombshell every night. I see the sounds of bombs and rockets every hour. I'm seeing the women giving birth to their children in the bombshells, crying. I'm living here. I'm living in this awful terroristic war. And you guys from Russia are being told that somewhere something is going on and you cannot understand. Come to Ukraine. Come to Ukraine and watch by your own eyes what your government are doing with my people.
Masha feels let down by Russian influencers, friends, who are yet to take a stand.
There were several messages like, Masha, sorry for this. We are very afraid. We are very afraid. We will be imprisoned. We will lose everything we have. Sorry. But these messages were like, five. Five, Mariana. It's nothing. I know that a lot of big stars, intelligent ones, people who have a big, huge audience, they left Russia, but in silence.
We tried to speak to some of those Russian influencers for this program, but so far they've been reluctant to talk. However, there is one who did get back to us. They've been sharing posts in support of Ukraine and against the war at great personal risk. We hope to be able to tell you all about them in another episode, as long as we can protect their identity. For Masha, the war has changed everything. She fled Kyiv and is now in Lviv with her two children. Her husband has joined the army. She's found that when you become a weapon in the information war, you also become a target.
Television propaganda in Russia was calling me Ukrainian Nazist, a Ukrainian crazy Nazistka, and my comments under these video messages were awful. If you think in your real and peaceful life that you meet hate in social media, so you don't. You don't know what is hate.
Using her expertise and profile to tell people what's happening, hers is a fight that's set to continue. And she's left wondering why her and her fellow Ukrainians are not being believed in Russia.
What I have is my word. I told you about my life right now. What argument do I have to live such life, to lie you? What argument do I have? Isn't it enough to believe us?
I'm Mariana Spring, and that was the third episode of War on Truth. Please do get in touch with us if you have stories you want to share or things you'd like us to investigate. You can contact me by email at mariana.spring@bbc.co.uk.
Hi, I'm John Ronson, and I want to tell you about a new podcast I've made for BBC Radio 4. It's called Things Fell Apart. If you've ever yelled at someone on social media about, say, cancel culture or mask wearing, then you are a soldier in the culture wars. Those everyday battles for dominance between conflicting values. I was curious to learn how things fell apart, and so I decided to go back in history and find the origin stories.
There was this ping, and there was a bullet flying around the house.
I had no idea, but I've uncovered some extraordinary people and the strangest, most consequential tales. Subscribe now to Things Fell Apart on BBC Sounds.